This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. African Americans are twice as likely to suffer from sudden cardiac death compared to whites. That rate is triple for black women. And a study published in the Dallas-based American Heart Association's journal Circulation shows that risk might be tied to income and education disparities. Dr. Eliseo Guayar is with Johns Hopkins University Bloomberg School of Public Health. He's the lead author of the study, and he's here to talk about the research. Dr. Eliseo Guayar, thanks for joining me.
Sure. Thank you, Justin. Good to be here.
Now, first off, let's define sudden cardiac death. What is it, and is that the same thing as a heart attack?
No, a heart attack is a more general term for a myocardial infarction, which might result in sudden cardiac death. So basically, sudden cardiac death is when someone dies unexpectedly without having had symptoms in the previous days. And there are questions about the time frame, but typically someone who dies and had not had symptoms in the prior 24 hours, that would be considered a sudden cardiac death.
Now, your research shows that African Americans have a much higher lifetime risk of sudden cardiac death, double overall and three times higher for black women compared to whites. That's considerable. Do you know why?
So we don't know all the reasons why, but we know that, unfortunately, African-Americans are a disadvantaged group for many health endpoints, including cardiovascular disease in general. In addition, we found that income and education also explain some part of it. Although we studied a number of risk factors, but there was some differences that we could not explain. So there might be some additional reasons that we could not identify.
Let's focus on the income aspect. What is it about low income that can cause higher risk of sudden cardiac death? Is it a lack of healthcare access or other factors like eating cheaper foods that are often processed and loaded with salt?
Well, as you can imagine, it's a combination of things. Income, same as socioeconomic status, are what we would call upstream risk factors, which means that they influence many other factors down the line. So if you have limited resources, if your income is low, your diet is going to be worse. You're going to have less access to healthier foods. Probably your opportunities for exercise are going to be also lower. Your control of risk factors such as hypertension is also probably going to be worse. You might be less likely to consult with a physician or to take medications. In addition, this is also related to education and in particular to healthcare-related education. This was not from our study, but people are also finding that services in low socioeconomic areas, health services are also not as quick to get to patients who have cardiac arrest, and then the outcomes in these patients can also be worse than in other patients. So it's a combination of things, and the total impact is probably very substantial.
Now, on the other hand, people with higher incomes aren't having as many heart-related issues. So why is that?
So it's the other side of the coin. People with higher incomes have access to much better diets. They have a much healthier lifestyles. They have much stricter control of cardiovascular risk factors. So if they have hypertension, they get it controlled through different medications. Same thing if they have diabetes, they get better control of their disease. So in the end, all these issues over many years, they end up and they create a huge difference.
I'm wondering if racial discrimination or segregation plays a role in all this in terms of creating socioeconomic issues and making it more difficult for African Americans to get appropriate health care.
Oh, I think there's no question about that. Our study doesn't have a specific data to address that, but in my mind, and I think in the mind of many people doing these types of studies, there's no question about that.
What do you plan to do with the research?
I think there are a couple of issues. So I think one of the things we want to do is increase awareness of this. And second issue is we want to try to understand better what are the specific components of education and income that can make a difference.
Dr. Eliseo Guayar is with the Johns Hopkins University Bloomberg School of Public Health. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.